This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called 40 Days in the Word. In these messages, Pastor Rick shares practical Bible study tools that will reignite your passion for God's Word and revolutionize your life as you grow closer to Jesus. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can go even deeper in this series with Pastor Rick's video-based Bible study called 40 Days in the Word. This study will ignite your passion for God's Word and revolutionize your relationship with Jesus. You can take a sneak peek at this valuable tool by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Seeing What God Wants Me to See.
If you've ever thought this, you know, I just never get anything out of the Bible. When I read it, it's just flat out boring. I don't get anything out of it. It seems dry. I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense. I don't know what the big deal about it is. It seems like a closed book to me. If you've ever felt that way, you picked a good weekend to come to church, because I'm going to explain why the Bible is a closed book to you and how God wants to open it up and how you can start seeing what God wants you to see. The fact is, the Bible is a difficult book if you don't understand the principle of illumination. That's what we're going to talk about this week. Now, week one, we talked about inspiration. The seven reasons you know that you can trust God's word, that this is not just a human book, it is the actual word of God. It is God's word to us. And the seven reasons we know that. Then last week we looked at foundation, the seven reasons God gave his word, what he wants to do with it in your life, how it makes a difference, what the Bible was given for. And this week we're going to look at the issue of illumination. You know, earlier this week, I had to go over to Lowe's to buy a new lamp for my study. I obviously spend a lot of hours reading and studying, and I've had this really very strong halogen lamp, which is extremely bright and makes everything really clear, and I loved it. But this last week, it just died on me. Not the bulbs, but the actual lamp itself. So I went over to Lowe's to buy one of these new study lamps. And the only lamps that they had for study were these newfangled ones that only used the new wimpy light bulbs. You know, the ones that are like one-third as bright as all the others. The brighter the bulb, the clearer you see. Isn't that true? Brightness increases clarity. And that the more light, the more you could see. That's why if you want to get a picture taken, a portrait made of yourself, you don't want a bright Klieg light on you, because it's going to show every malformation, every blemish, every wart, every pimple, everything in your face. No, you want the less light. Now, this is true when it comes to God's word. The more light, the more enlightened your mind, the more illuminated your mind, the more you're going to get out of God's word. It's not just the Bible, it's illumination. Now, what is it? Look on your outline. Here's the definition of illumination. Letting the Holy Spirit show me the meaning of God's word and how it applies to my life. Illumination is letting the Holy Spirit show me the meaning of God's word and how it applies to my life. You know, before Jesus went back to heaven, he said, I'm going back to heaven after the resurrection, but I'm going to send my spirit to live with you and live in you, the Holy Spirit. And one of the things that the Holy Spirit's job is to do is to illuminate the Bible, help you see things in this book that you would not otherwise see. And if you don't have that, you're going to miss a lot in the Bible. It's kind of like at Christmas time, when I bought my grandkids all these gifts, a lot of the gifts said, batteries not included. Well, a toy with a battery not included is still a toy, but it doesn't have its full potential, okay? Because you got to have the power to make that little toy run. And God says, not only have I given you revelation, but I've given you inspiration. That's the power to interpret, to understand, to see things that you've never seen before. And this is the Holy Spirit's job. Let me show you some verses. John 14, 26. Jesus said, "The Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." Okay, he says he's going to teach you and remind you. What have I said to you? It's what this is. The Bible is what God has said to us, what Jesus has said to us. John 14, 17, he is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. It is the Holy Spirit that leads you to understand what the truth is in the Word of God. John 16, 15, the Spirit will take from what is mine, that's the words of Jesus, and make it known to you. It is the illumination of the revelation. It is God's Spirit saying, this is what this means in your mind as you read it that makes it known to you. Ephesians 1, 17, I ask the glorious Father and God of our Lord Jesus Christ to give you his Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit will make you wise and let you understand what it means to know God. Circle the phrase, let you understand. The Holy Spirit will make you wise and let you understand what it means to know God. This is the batteries included. This is the power part of Revelation. What am I saying? See this book right here? It's supernatural, not only in that it is God's word, but this is the only book you'll ever have where you can talk to the author while you're reading it. You will never read any other book where you can talk to the author while you're reading it. And that's called illumination. And as I read this book, I say, now, Lord, Holy Spirit, what does this mean? What does it mean to me? How can it make a difference in my life? How am I supposed to use this today? And the Holy Spirit whispers in my ear. He puts thoughts. He puts impressions. He opens my eyes. He illuminates. He lightens. The light goes on in my mind. I go, oh, that's what that's all about. And you can ask, what did he mean here? Now, how does this work? How does illumination work? Well, look at the next verse. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18 and 19 explains it. I pray also that the eyes of your heart, you say, wait a minute, I got eyes in my heart? Yeah, I'll explain that in a minute. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, that's illuminated, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you and the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints and his incomparably great power for us who believe. Now, first, I want you to circle the phrase, the eyes of your heart. What's he talking about there? When you are born physically, everything you learn in life comes through the five senses that God gave you. When you're born, God gives you five senses. Hear, taste, touch, smell, and feel. And everything you experience in your entire life, for as long as you live, you will experience on earth through the five senses that God gave you. Hear, touch, taste, smell, and feel. If you don't have those, you don't experience anything. Now, that's when you're physically born. When you're spiritually born again, when you are reborn into God's family, when you are saved, when you become personally acquainted with God, you develop a relationship with Jesus. When you are born again, God gives you a second set of senses, and you get spiritual ears to hear some things you never heard before. And you get spiritual eyes, and all of a sudden you start to see some things about life you didn't see before. And all of a sudden you feel some things that you didn't feel before. These are the eyes of your heart, the spiritual senses. See, you actually live in two worlds. There is the spiritual world, which we cannot see, which is God and angels and all of that. And then there is the physical world, which we can see. Now, actually, the spiritual world created the physical world. The spiritual world has lasted longer than the physical world. It will outlast the physical world. One day, everything is going to vanish here. This building will crumble. This cup will fall apart. The table will decay, rust, whatever. Physical things don't last. They are temporary. But God and his angels and the spirit inside you is going to last forever. So actually the spiritual world is more real than the physical world. You just can't see it unless God opens your eyes to see things that you would not normally see. That's called illumination. Now it says, I pray the eyes of your heart, that's your spiritual eyes, will be enlightened. Circle the word enlightened. That word in Greek is the word photizo. We get the word photo from it. What is a photo? It is an image of light on a piece of paper or through digitization. It is an image of light. And to enlighten means to shine the light on something. And what it means is when you're reading the Bible, all of a sudden one day you go, the light bulb comes on in your life, go, bam, whoa, I've never seen that before. It's the aha moment. You go, whoa, I've read that verse a lot of times. I've never seen that before. That's exactly what I needed. That's exactly what I needed today right now to encourage me, to help me, to know which way to go. Wow, aha, eureka, I found it. I get it. Yes, I understand it. That is illumination. Now, for many of you, that has never happened in your life as you've read the Bible. You just read words, blah, 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 blah. And you've never had one of those, aha, wow, that's exactly what I needed. I needed that from the Bible. Wow, I always wanted to know what the answer was, and now I know. That's illuminate. That's when the batteries are included. And you read the revelation, and the Spirit does the illumination, and you go, I get it. Some of you, that's happened infrequently, where it's happened every once in a while. I'm going to teach you today how to make this a regular part of your daily Bible reading. So that more than just print on a piece of paper, you're going to read the Bible and it's going to come alive to you and go, oh, that is so good. That is wonderful. And I never saw that before and I needed it. It's God speaking directly to me. When that happens, your spiritual eyes are opened, and that's called illumination. Now, what actually happens when God opens my spiritual eyes? I want to spend the majority of today's message on that, and I'm going to tell you four stories from the Bible that illustrate this. And then at the end, I'm just going to very quickly, in about 5 minutes, give you the five ways to how to do this in your life. But let's look first at the benefits, because when God begins to illuminate your mind and you learn how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, all of a sudden there are all kinds of really cool benefits in your life. You're going to want these. You might write them down. Number one, first, when God opens my spiritual eyes, when I see things as he wants me to see them, I see the solution to my problem. That's the first thing that happens. I see the solution to my problem. Now, the story we're going to look at is in Genesis chapter 21. You might write Genesis 21 down. It's the story of Sarah and Abraham and Hagar and their sons, Isaac and Ishmael. Now, you know this story, that God promised Abraham that he would be the father of a great nation, the nation of Israel, and that God would give him a son to be the heir to this great nation. At 90 years of age, Abraham still doesn't have a son. This is a problem. And Abraham goes, this is a problem. And Sarah said, you're not kidding, it's a problem. It's a big problem. So Sarah comes up with plan B. And Sarah says to Abraham, look, I'm too old to have a baby. God's promised to give us a child. Why don't you do this? Why don't you take my assistant, my handmaiden, Hagar, and she'll be a surrogate mother, and you have a baby through her. Abraham goes, great idea. Great idea, Sarah. And so Hagar gets pregnant with Abraham's child. This is not God's plan. This is Sarah's plan. But the little baby is born, and he's a beautiful little baby, and they name him Ishmael. And Ishmael begins to grow up, and Abraham holds up Ishmael before God and says, God, you have given me the promised boy. And God says, that's not my plan. That's Sarah's plan. Now, I love Ishmael, and he's a good kid, and I'm going to make him a great nation too, but he's not the promised miracle boy. Later, by a miracle, Sarah does get pregnant, and she has a little boy named Isaac, who becomes the father of the Jewish nation. By the way, Ishmael becomes the father of the Arab nations. Ishmael is the father of all the Arab nations today. Now, Sarah gets upset, and she starts getting jealous, and she's thinking, Ishmael's a little bit older. He's the firstborn. He's probably going to get the inheritance. Abraham's going to favor him. And she gets jealous, and she kicks out Hagar and her young baby son. And he says, you guys are out of here. You're no longer my assistant. Get out of here. And she kicks him out into the desert. And we pick the story up in Genesis chapter 21, verse 14. It says this. Early the next morning, Abraham took some food and a skin of water. You know, they made canteens out of animal skins in those days. And gave them to Hagar. And he set them on her shoulders, and he sent her off with the boy. He's kicking her out of the house. And she went on her own and wandered in the desert. Wandered in the desert of Beersheba. And when the water in the canteen was gone, she put the little boy, Ishmael, under one of the bushes. And she went off and sat down nearby about a bow shot away, for she thought, I cannot watch this little boy die. They're not only starving to death, they're dying of thirst. They're out in the desert. I cannot watch this boy die. And as she sat there nearby, she began to sob. This is a very tragic scene of rejection. Now God heard the little boy crying. And the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven. And he said to her, what's the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid. God has heard this little boy crying as he lies there. Lift up the boy and take him by the hand, for I will make him into a great nation. And he did. All the Arab nations came out of Ishmael. Now we pick up the story in verse 19 on your outline. And it says there, then God opened her eyes. Circle that phrase. God opened her eyes. And she saw a well of water. So she went and she filled the skin, the canteen, with water and gave the boy a drink. And as you know, they survived that event and she went on and Ishmael became the father of all the Arabs. Now here's the point. She had the solution right in front of her, this well of water, but she couldn't see it until God opened her eyes, illuminated her mind, helped her see it from a different perspective. I don't know what problem you're going through right now, but you've got problems in your life. You thought, frankly, I don't see any way around this. There's no answer to it. I can't see the solution. It just looks like one dead end after the other. I cannot see the solution. You need to have your mind illuminated. You need the Holy Spirit to enlighten your mind. You need him to open your spiritual eyes so you can see the solution in God's word. You're never going to see the solution to your problem on your own. You've tried and you go, I don't see how we're going to get out of this one. But you need to see it from God's point of view. And when God opens your eyes, you see the resources that were literally right there in front of you. But you didn't see him. Story number two. The second benefit of having your eyes spiritually open is I see the barrier to my progress. I not only see the solution to my problems, but I see the barrier to my progress.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy you've chosen to study along with us today. Did you know you can start every day with hope and encouragement from Pastor Rick? Well, you can when you sign up to receive his life-changing daily Bible teaching delivered directly to your inbox. Just go to PastorRick.com and sign up for his free Daily Hope devotional. Don't miss out. Sign up now at PastorRick.com. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, Pastor Rick says the Bible isn't meant to just inform us, it's meant to transform us. That's why it's so important to study God's Word. Maybe you've never studied the Bible and you don't even know where to start. Or maybe you've read the Bible every day, but you're just not getting all God has for you out of the time you spend with Him. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special Bible study called 40 Days in the Word. This life-changing resource will ignite your passion for God's Word and revolutionize your relationship with Jesus. Here's Rick to tell you more.
To fulfill the purpose that God created you for and to become the person that God wants you to be, you must fill your life with His Word. 2 Timothy 3:17 says, "Through the Word we are put together and shaped for the tasks that God has for us." You see, God's Word is unlike any other word. It's alive. In John 6:63, Jesus says, "The words that I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life." When God's Word comes into your life, you come alive. When God speaks, things change. Everything around you, all of creation exists because God spoke it into existence. The Bible tells us that God's Word generates life, creates faith. It produces change. It frightens the devil. It causes miracles. The Bible tells us that God's Word heals our hurts and builds our character and transforms our circumstances. The Bible tells us that God's Word imparts joy. It overcomes adversity. It defeats temptation. It infuses hope. It releases power. It cleanses our minds. The Bible says God's Word brings things into being and guarantees our future forever. Now, to help you study the Word of God and to deepen your understanding of this life-changing Word, I've created a resource. It's called 40 Days in the Word, and it's a study kit that you can do by yourself or, even better, do it with a couple friends in a small group. It includes a DVD study of 6 sessions and a workbook and other instructions on how to memorize Scripture, how to meditate on God's Word, and how to get God's Word into your heart and life at a level you have never had it before. This month, when you give a gift to help support the Ministry of Daily Hope, I want to send you the 40 Days in the Word study kit. It'll help you study the Bible, but as I said, it can also be used as a small group study where you'll learn methods of personal Bible study. This is all for your gift to Daily Hope. I've told you before, we're a 100% listener-supported ministry, and your financial gift goes directly toward telling people around the world about the hope of the good news. I do this for free. I don't get any remuneration for doing this. I do this because I care about God's Word and I care about you. The Bible says we can't live without the Word of God. We are to never take it for granted. We are to consider it an essential part of our lives, as essential as eating on a daily basis. Job 23:12 says, "I've treasured the words of His mouth more than my daily bread." Do you do that? This study kit, 40 Days in the Word, can teach you how to treasure God's Word even more than food.
The 40 Days in the Word study kit includes 6 video sessions on DVD and a 206-page 2-color workbook. In the workbook, you'll find 6 easy-to-learn methods for reading and meditating on Scripture. These are the very methods Pastor Rick uses in his own personal daily quiet time. You'll also find interactive journaling pages and Bible verse cards with the 20 Bible verses every believer should memorize. There's even a special section called How We Can Know the Bible Came from God, and a guide for choosing which translation of the Bible is right for you. By the way, right now when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the hope of Jesus to a hurting world, generous friends of Daily Hope are going to match your gift up to $50,000. But you'll only have till midnight on June 30th to make your gift go twice as far. Go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. And as a special thank you, we'll send you the 40 Days in the Word Bible Study Kit. Again, that's PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Please be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.